This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I love the question that Sean Sharif has posted on his Twitter, 1053SS. It is, who's taking the leap, Dak or Luka? Who's taking a bigger leap? Because last night, Kevin, I had Dirk nostalgia as I was watching the Mavericks game last night. There was a moment when he had a big three-pointer last night, and it was just one play after another where the excitement that you got with Dirk just kind of continued to. It was actually cut three, Shippy. Let's hear it right here. It was Luka is sitting over there, and he's like, "Hey, I got to get this shot in," and it sounded a little bit like this.
Here's your mismatch right here.
Now it's Luka. Deep three over four! Luka Magic!
You hear that crowd? And maybe it's because Folliwell is, you know, calling it and everything, because he's been there throughout the entire, you know, a lot of the Mavs run. But whenever I was watching that game last night, the excitement in the AAC, the shot that he hit from as far away as he was, the way he drilled it and the way his hands went up after he made it, it was Dirk nostalgia. And I'm so happy that we've been able to kind of go from one great player to another in the transition time that we've been able to. Because can you imagine like 10 years, 20 years of bad basketball until we finally get that guy again?
Yes, I absolutely can, because when the 80s Mavericks were phasing out so many of the players that had gotten them to the Western Conference Finals in 88, it looked like Roy Tarpley was going to be the next great player. And then he had all kinds of off-the-court problems. And what happened? You didn't have your next great player, and that franchise spiraled into irrelevancy. And so it's good to see that, like, if nothing else, you feel like this franchise won't be irrelevant. Whether or not they put the corresponding pieces around him, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But it doesn't feel like they're going to spiral into irrelevancy whatsoever.
The other play, though, that really stood out, and I don't know how often I saw Dirk do this, but I feel like Luka can do this. I'm not trying to take a shot at Dirk.
Wow. I saw Dirk do it all the time.
I just the play itself, and let's hear what the this outlet pass, man.
This is the pull up. There's Dorian.
Oh, what a pass! What a pass from Luka!
It was one of those. It was full court, man, and it went right over the top of the defender into the hands. It was a quarterback pass, man. That was a quarterback pass right there. The way that he just got it right over the defender into the hands for the put up. It was awesome.
I'm really curious. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. Have you caught Mavs fever yet? And if not, what's the holdup?
Like, some people wait till football season's done.
Okay, and that I'd be fascinated to see people say that. Now, I know last year, like, obviously we had Luka and the team still struggled. I figured when we got Kristaps, a lot of people would start to jump on board. But yeah, I'm curious where people are with that. And I also wanted to throw this out there because I think this is really encouraging. We had talked a lot about the group of five, like that group of teams we thought would be ranked 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Well, and a couple of them are already falling by the wayside. We had the Spurs, the Pelicans, the Warriors, the Wolves, and the Mavs. Well, think about it. The Warriors have been destroyed by injuries. Do you know they have the worst record in the NBA?
No, I did not realize that.
The absolute worst.
Actually, I did see that the other day. Them and the Knicks are down at the bottom, and I was surprised to see the Suns up in the middle.
Well, the only reason that the Knicks have a better record is because they get to play the Mavs. If not for that, they would have the same record. And then the Pelicans, obviously without Zion, they have had their own injury problems. They're not there. The Spurs have lost six in a row. So if you knock the Spurs, the Pelicans, and the Warriors off, the Timberwolves look good. The Phoenix Suns are better than anticipated, so maybe you add them to that group. But think about it. Now, all of a sudden, the group of 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 just looks like 7, 8, 9, with the Mavericks having the ability to potentially climb higher.
877-881-1053. If you aren't in on the Mavs fever right now, is it because you're waiting? Is it because you can't get to Fox Sports Southwest? I know some people run into that problem sometimes, too.
And Dish Network is apparently causing people some conundrums on the fan text.
Yeah, I know Jeff Kavanaugh is like, look, basketball season starts in February. And I know that infuriates a lot of people, but that's fine because I can watch all sports. I was watching both games last night. I was watching Pat Mahomes. I was watching I was watching Luka do what he was doing. And late in the game, that was the most exciting part of it. Now last night they did it again where they had a nice lead and they slowly let them back in because they love to throw up three-pointers while they're up by 20. And they're like, and maybe they're not the best taking shots. I sometimes get concerned about that because Dirk was so efficient through his career. He didn't take shots that he didn't think were going to go in. And Luka's just like, hey, hero, boom. You know, he'll throw one up from anywhere.
And he's a bad three-point shooter. Like, that's the one thing we do have to accept about that, I heard.
He makes three-pointers.
Because he jacks up an incredible amount. He's an incredibly poor three-point shooter for how much he shoots it. I heard Sharif say his shooting percentage has gone up. Like, I mean, but not his three-point shooting percentage. That's actually gone down, and it was bad to begin with.
Why are you hating?
No. I'm just saying.
Did you hear
like,
this?
That's something understand. You need to work on.
So Shippy,
why is
I'm
it not okay
sure
to say that's something he needs to work on? That is literally the only thing I just said.
Kevin's been adamant that Luka is a fringe top 50 player.
That's not true at all.
If not fringe top 100.
Wasn't that Luka dagger from pretty deep, too?
Yeah.
That shot?
That was a big-time shot. That was a deep shot.
He remembered it because he made a three.
It.
And you're like, wow, that's crazy.
He made
crazy.
Five of them, Kevin. Yeah. He made five yesterday.
Five.
How many
that's
did 15 you make?
15 points.
How many did you make yesterday?
I made only five less on 14 less attempts.
Oh, dude, come on.
Okay, sorry.
See?
No,
that's
no.
That's the hate right there,
no.
Kevin.
Luka's an excellent player.
All right,
obviously.
Last night, our boy Sean Hudgens, who did the Hudgens report for a long time, he threw out this question that I really do like: Cowboys or Mavericks? Which one's most likely to make the playoffs at the moment?
Or make the second round?
Make the second round of the playoffs at the moment. Do you feel like the Mavericks roster can compete to get in? Like, if you're playing the Clippers, because
no.
That's who you would be up against, right?
No,
you couldn't beat the Clippers to get to the next round.
No,
is the experience though more important for this Mavericks team?
Yes, like I think you have very little opportunity to beat the Clippers, because by playoff time, like, they'll actually be playing all of their players and they'll give a crap. And so I think that kind of flips the switch. And, you know, I would argue that about any of the top four teams. Like, I have a hard time seeing them in a series. I know you'll say they already beat the Nuggets once. I understand that. In a series, I have a hard time just at this moment seeing the Mavs beat the Lakers, Rockets, Nuggets, or Clippers. And then the flip side, I do also have a tough time maybe kind of seeing the Cowboys beat the Seahawks or the 49ers. But seeing as how that game would be at home, I would be more inclined to say the Cowboys. However, the fact that you're even looking at those teams, that's the thing that I think is awesome, is I'm taking a look at the Lakers, Rockets, Nuggets, and Clippers and thinking, how would that stack up? When before, I thought, which team will we be the sacrificial lamb for? And I don't think that anymore. I think it would be a tremendously entertaining series that the Mavericks just don't win. But the fact that you can even have that conversation is tremendous.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people, you can go back on 105.3thefan.com and look at the links of people who said that the Mavericks wouldn't make the playoffs this year. Kevin, I think you were one of them. I said that
I did. I had them at 42 and 40.
I said that they would make the playoffs. I said they'd be the 8 seed, but I didn't expect them to take this kind of jump. With the Cowboys, I look at their leap with Dak, their regression everywhere else. The Cowboys have regressed in the running game, at least for the last 2 weeks. Fortunately, they made the turn last week, say, okay, we're gonna let the passing game win for us. But they've regressed defensively from last year. So there's nothing, because last year, Kevin, against Seattle in that game at home, the Cowboys' defense was the key. They were stopping Russell Wilson. The Chris Carson and Pete Carroll, they were like, we're gonna try and run on you first and second down, maybe on third down also. And the Cowboys' defense said, you can't. And they didn't allow 100 yards rushing in that game, because the Cowboys' defense was that good last year. I know they weren't any good against Indianapolis. I know they weren't good against the Rams. But for one playoff game, they showed that they were a dominant defense. And since then, they've been nothing but porous. And that's concerning to me about their possibility to go. So at this point in the regular season, I've seen enough from the Cowboys to give me a lot of question marks about them going into the second round or winning in the second round. With the Mavericks, I still have enough optimism to make me think that they can do it.
And with the Mavericks, somebody said overwhelmingly on the fan text, a lot of people have caught basketball fever from the 2-4. If you aren't watching Luka, you will regret it. From the 972, basketball is boring because there's no parity whatsoever. Welcome to 2019-20.
Yeah, this is a new year, man.
All right, because I can instantly rattle off six teams that could win the NBA championship. Celtics, Bucks, Lakers, Rockets, Nuggets, Clippers. I think all six of those teams have legitimate opportunity to win the NBA championship. And if one-fifth of your league could win the title, that's pretty darn good parity. And then with you, when you add in the excitement of the Mavericks, do I think the Mavericks are going to win the championship this year? Well, of course not. But the fact that, they're even in the conversation and are arguably the most fun team to watch in the NBA, plus you don't know who the champion is, I think that's exciting. I don't think anybody can say right now, I know who the champion's going to be. If you know it's going to be the Lakers, let me know if that cohesion's going to stick and they're not going to have any injuries. If you know it's going to be the Clippers, same thing about injuries. If you know it's going to be the Celtics or the Bucks, neither one of those teams have proven that they can win a championship with the current construction. I think there's six teams that you can legit say they could all win the championship. So parity, it's very much, there is very much parity right now.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too with this Mavs team, like I started with this, the exciting thing about them is there is this nostalgia about the arena. There was Dirk and a bunch of guys a lot of times, right? A bunch of guys. Now the talent was there with Kidd, Sean Marion. They were talented. But was it ever number two superstar status? I don't know. I don't think there ever was. Top 10 player with him? No.
No.
So with Luka, I consider Luka a top 10 player at the moment. Kevin will say top 50, maybe,
no,
if he's lucky.
That is not.
But, you know, getting 42, 11, and 12 is a pretty nice night. And it's Luka with a bunch of guys growing into a playoff team. That's something that's exciting. Also on last night, Kevin, was this game.
McCoy in the backfield. They're going to throw it deep near St. Kelsey. Caught around. Caught it. Touchdown. Kansas City and Mahomes right on the money and just drops the ball into the hands of Kelsey. A 23-yard touchdown.
Now, I think that Mike Bassick's dad was playing golf with Mahomes' dad, and he said he thought he could throw the ball 100 yards.
Oh.
And he said that he thought Mexico City was the perfect place to try. So in pregame warm-up, guess what happened?
He threw it
70 yards. Somebody said it was 69 yards, but it did look like it was about 70 yards.
That was a teenage boy commenting online, probably. It's like, yeah, I think it was 69 yards.
So it was
okay,
a
boomer.
But he didn't quite get to 100. Even still, watching Pat Mahomes throw it's a blast. That dude, he throws darts just all over the field. He's got a great cannon. And Phillip Rivers is not the same. When I watched Phillip Rivers throw his entire career, there was one thing that I always said about Phillip Rivers was his competitiveness. I loved it. But that's the reason he throws interceptions too, because he's that kind of competitiveness. But his throwing motion's always been terrible. But Phillip Rivers last night, three interceptions. Was it four interceptions to end the game? And they end up losing 24-17.
Well, you're talking about Phillip Rivers throwing interceptions. I have Phillip Rivers here to counterpoint you about how he thinks he should do.
It's a football game. It's a football game. I mean, If you could just pick and choose and never throw them ever, I'd choose to throw zero. So certainly don't want to throw them, but certainly I know it's hurting us right now. So obviously need to cut them out.
Corey. He said if he could throw zero, he would.
But no, that's not true.
You don't believe that he wishes he could throw zero?
You think
that's
he
weird.
Enjoys it?
I think that he thinks that he can do certain things that he can't anymore.
That'd be like Lucas saying, I wish I didn't miss any three-pointers, so hey, you wouldn't hate me.
And I think that he thinks he's the best opportunity to win when he's not anymore. Now, that being said, we talk with Jeff about this all the time. Kevin, you agree the quarterback position is the most important position on the field?
Sure.
So if you think you're the best opportunity to win because you're the quarterback, you should feel that way.
And that
but
can
he's
be your
not.
Downfall. That can absolutely
That's the
be
team's
downfall.
Downfall right now.
And everybody who thinks I am a Luka hater, I got some breaking news for you. I know we'll get into some of the details later on. What if I told you in 8 days at Peace-a-thon,
currently in my possession for auctioning for my possibilities. I have an autographed Luka authentic jersey.
Nobody wants an autographed Luka authentic jersey. Nobody in DF. Text in right now if you're interested in a Luka authentic autographed jersey.
Do you want an autographed jersey of the hottest player that we have in the entire Metroplex?
Well, we're going to tell you exactly how you can do that this week because we have a new, it's a new way we're going to do Peace-a-thon, and it's going to be fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.